talents, and it's probably true, yeah, it's probably true. The girls say a lot of things, words are cheap and fleeting. Last few weeks prove what they claim, and what the company does got no meaning. If someone convinces Sakana he'd make stacks from it, he'd greenlight it quick, and the girls, they'd grin and bear it, no quit. Sakana's a negotiator, cold and calculated. They might be too settled in to jump ship, no escaping. New girl's too afraid to raise a fuss or protest, but he knows he's daring them to graduate, put them to the test. This is a terrible move, even with no fallout right away. Torturing the roster for nothing, come what may. But he knows he's basically challenging them to graduate. And he's got proof this last month they won't, they hesitate. Got Jelly to go live and Brown knows him on stream. Or sold him of that tweet, still up shitting on her and her fans for the dream. Twitter nigs drama, he shamed the most beloved one around. At most gets passive-aggressive jabs, then puts them to heel backs down. These are a bunch of women, no strict morals in sight. Just a sliding scale forever. What makes me happy versus what makes my life light? So we're agreed, no one supports it. That's the line we draw. Question is, does Sakana want a troop of male VTubers at all? He does not. Aside the torture for no gain, Sakana wedding females, cause that's what he watches, his domain. Just say VTubers are VTubers to expand here, or there is hollow. Fundamentals ain't their face, can't assist, train or follow. Incapable of handling male candidates, market don't reward or crave them. No demand, no payoff, why even play them? If Sakana won't watch any males, it hurt his existing staff, poison the tales. But he still believes it'll work down the line if he invests the cash. Nah, he definitely doesn't think that trash. Just a casual glance at the data kills that no forward-thinking vision. Girls, it's greed without need. Oh!